If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
It's Drive 959 with Skumba Glenn and Oskhomotso.
Yeah,
so we're talking about relationships, okay? You know, I've been around for many years, so don't ask me questions. Ask me no questions until you're nice, okay? So, in relationship, and we've mentioned it before, at the beginning, the sparks are high, like right there, 100%. And maybe along the way, people get used to each other. You start treating each other like brother and sister.
Ew.
But, you know, there's still a bit of love. Things are no longer the same. But there are times when then it gets to a point where one partner in that particular relationship starts behaving in a very strange way. They're no longer giving the kind of love they used to give you. You know, when someone always checks on you, where are you? Not in a bad way that they're possessive, you know. Did you eat? You know, how was your day? Blah 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 blah. Even the hugs are different, even the kissing, you know, there's no longer that magic. And you start wondering for quite a while, well, whether you address it or not is another issue. But then 3 months down the line, There's a 360.
Mm-hmm.
Now they suddenly are lovey-dovey again. Are you okay? Did you eat? They hug you differently. The kisses are different, you know? And I'm sure a lot of people have experienced it, but never bothered to address it. Because then the question is, okay, this 5-6 months that you were behaving in this particular way, what was happening? You know, did you find someone who was kissing you better or who was hugging you better?
Mm-hmm.
Were you checking on that particular person to ask them, have you eaten? How was your day? I just wanted to put it out there and ask this question.
Only two things could have happened.
Yeah.
He or she was going through a financial crisis.
Mm.
So it changed his or her mood.
Mm.
And now things are looking up. So he or she can be themselves again.
Really?
Right?
But you are there. You can always support them when they need money.
Yeah, but they are not talking. I'm not talking yet.
All right.
The other one, Makwapeni says I'm a dambil.
Makwapeni mu dambil.
Yeah, no khutli le bona. Cause yabanda.
You kind of remind me of someone who once said, you know, when a woman dumps you and she comes back to you, she didn't find what she was looking
for. And he's like, oh, better the devil, you know.
I think when it comes to relationships and when you feel like the spark is gone, it does happen. It does happen when, especially, let's say you guys stay together.
Mm-hmm.
There's times where you're like, okay, it's fine, man. You don't have to be in each other's faces.
Mm.
Young Chol, I know your mind. I know you're here.
Yeah.
We good.
Yeah. Sirai. But you see, the spark can die.
Yeah.
But the attitude, there's also an attitude towards you.
Yeah.
You are
treated different. There's some arrogance and the language and the tone is just not right.
One of all those things when the language and the tone is just not right is because there's something that they did find out about you, but they're not willing to tell you.
So how do they come back again? So whatever they found out does not leave.
Good question.
Are you saying let's say Umuntwam is giving me an attitude.
Yeah.
She's just, the energy is just bad.
Aha.
What is that wrong?
Yeah.
So my woman cannot wear lingerie, maga a church or all I'm saying is like people go through. People go through emotions. There's a lot happening. There's a lot happening whether be it finance, whether be it health.
Yeah.
Sometimes you go to the doctor. The doctor tells you a diabetic. But you're not willing to tell anyone right now.
Yeah.
You want to deal with this thing by yourself, for yourself. And it's gonna affect everyone around you.
So
it's
for 6 months you are sour, and then once
can be
you are
2 years.
So once you are okay, you then come back to be lovey-dovey, and the diabetes is still there.
Get out of here, you.
So every time your partner is feeling down and there's some jolo somewhere
for 6 months.
If he comes back, with Vuma.
What? I could.
Drop us a voice note, please. 063-688-0959. Give us a call. 086-000-959. It's a Kaya Drive.
Do me a favor, please. Get out of here.
Okay, since I give a symbol for Uncle Mondre.
Yeah.
All right, Homos.
Did I say car drive? Did I say?
Oh, you want to repeat it again?
What did I say?
You said car drive.
Oh, did I say car drive? No, okay, is this when you're going to sue me?
No, still fine. Still one of our shows here at Kaya.
Oh, is it?
Mm. Was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we right there and let me come out?
No, get out.
What's going on today that you're not looking me in the eye?
And the mic is down.
I get to get what in.
Are you still angry?
I'm so angry.
Such a great meal earlier on, uno jadi salad and the blue cheese. Okay. So you're going to quat for until when?
Until you treat that like a rose in the
family. I treat you like a rose.
You do not treat me like a rose.
When you ask for orange juice, who runs to buy you orange juice? Exactly, there she goes.
Not to be treated like a rose, yeah? But you're telling us, Gucci, women when they're home and when the spark is gone, they're cheating.
Yeah, but they're cheating. You're not treating them like roses.
So you're saying... If your woman is showing less
affection
towards you, they're cheating on you.
I'm saying something is wrong. I'm saying it's either they're having money issues, because if they are. So it can't be that. So it's something way deeper than that.
Mm-hmm.
And it can only be a money issue or infidelity, according to me.
All right, let's go.
And it's crazy how you'd say that when you are single for this long.
Infidelity.
Well, sometimes it's about cheating, and sometimes, let's be honest, people go through things. People go through things that they don't want to discuss. People have troubles. People have traumas. People have lives. And we must stop acting like we are always supportive partners, because a lot of us are very judgmental. Mm-hmm. A lot of us are very, you know, let's stop acting like we are supportive partners all the time. People are going through things, and sometimes they really don't want to share. They don't want your judgment. They don't want your criticism. They don't want, because they know you. They'd rather deal with stuff on their own. And yeah, and sometimes it could be mjolo, but I honestly believe that people go through things, and sometimes even if you're a good partner, they just don't want to discuss it. That's who they are.
Khumutso, you're right. Khumutso, you're right. I'm with Khumutso on this one. It's either a financial issue or they'll bust some bad. It's one of the two. It has to be one of the two. No other.
So if you freeze it well, and so gonna mass and the relationship conebana spark. Manji, if he's in those a pet, I will cheat my relationship upon a pella. Ula malang and stolen watches on you. Such all a mara, I was a fan as a kalin.
Nichola go pick kalin. Because I don't know why we live vicariously through our elders and think that they had better running yet a relationship, because they probably had their own vices that they were fighting, mm-hmm. then got a relationship and so on. But there's always this thing, I'm a relationship, I was a funny girl. Everybody, Glenn, are you not stressed when you don't have money?
It's still the same. You're still stressed when you don't have money.
You do.
And a 30-year relationship doesn't mean things are okay. Some people stay in a relationship for their own personal reasons.
Yeah.
Maybe finance.
Yeah.
You can't afford to live on your own, or you don't want, you know, your kids not to have the presence of both parents.
Yeah.
You know, just
to add on this topic.
Well, Bugega is sophisticated. He's even falling in.
I'm listening to this voice notes. I'm like, so basically, are we saying that a relationship will always be in a good space when there's money? Is that what we're saying right now? Are we saying we are in a generation where if there's money, it's over here, Piklen? Smile because there's money. But if we don't have money, I'm gonna get less love, or she's gonna be so moody because now she's broke. Are we saying that?
So,
are we saying money controls how we feel about each other right now?
So money is not everything. You and your partner can have money, can have cars and stuff, but sometimes when that light of love dims, there's always a possibility of them finding someone outside, even though you guys are comfortable, you know, who will bring that spark into their life, whether it's a male or a female. And that's why I was asking this question, as to, for 6 months, someone behaves in a certain very awkward way,
sure,
and they come around a year later. So but when, that's what I question.
But with the response that we're getting, it's not even 20% infidelity. It's 80% money related.
So I don't think money controls how I feel about you, mm-hmm, but it does affect my mood. So when people are broke, they're not necessarily mad at you. They're mad at the situation. Mm. Think about it this way. Let's go back then to when life was great, apparently, according to some voice notes, right? If the woman did not have anything to cook, there was problems in that house. If the man could not bring that dead carcass of whatever, there was problem in that house, because money equals comfort, and people want to be comfortable. People want to sleep with malatukang bolohore bajele. There's discomfort when there's no money.
I disagree.
Yeah.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Personally speaking, Jay, it's true, guys. Things do change. And especially when it comes to finance, because I mean, I've experienced it that way, whereby I lost my job and I couldn't support my partner, my son. And a lot changed as a guy, you know, like emotionally, physically, mentally, but drained. You don't have time for even the manchis. But things have gotten better and things are falling into place now, and the love, you know, is growing back again. So there's a lot of factors that can contribute to that. But it's just cheating. There are guys that are honest, but then most of the time, it's cheaters.
When a guy or a lady comes back moody, and then all of a sudden imudi change, you must know loka amudi bega qabene nomuntu wakhe lo waseceleni aka seseka buya ke after boma few months nyana seka right, you must know izinto ze right, guys. Bathi boma khopheni bayesikhapha bayasinceda kula ma relationship,
guys. Inyanizwa niyakhuluma, kodwa lento leyo ukuthi sometimes kuyenzakala ukuthi umuntu angabi grand ngoba kunezinye izinto bezingamphathanga kahle. That's why angayenzi lo lesinto esikhuluma ngayo. Bafethu labantu abanemali laba, hey, bayasicela bathi asihambeni siyobhukha, cause endlini akukho mnani. Whether imali ikhona nayikho, imali noma iyiningi, amadoda abo awanika attention labantu abanemali. So aniyeke le ndawo yokuthi indaba yemali anyala mina, bafethu.
I agree, Leskomba there. I also disagree with him. There's two sides of, or two kinds of people. Those that money dictates everything, and those that money is a tool, but their love is their love. There are people who the husband has lost the job and they still stick together, work it out as a team, and, you know, come out the other side looking okay, whatever okay means. So, and the other people, when as soon as the other party loses their job, especially the male, then they leave and look for someone who has a job. So there's two types of people here. Yeah, it's not all money, but there's a great deal of people who love money over love.
I just apply the C strategy: care, compromise, compliment, compensate, and chat.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Komuto and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.